Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is Pella School's Director of Curriculum, Lowell Ernst. Lowell, thank you so much for taking some time today and joining us. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Summer, of course, and kids are out, and some of them have a lot of free time. And of course, I know a lot of studies out that show the kids generally in the fall, it takes them a while to kind of get back up to speed once school begins in the fall. And as Director of Instruction here at Pella Schools, what are some tips for parents and for students to for kids to do over those summer months so that they aren't going terribly idle, or things that they can do to keep sharp mentally over the summer?
You know, it's very obvious in the research that when parents work with their kids, they don't lose near as much or can even stay even, or in some cases even grow a little bit. But the research would show that an average student drops between 1 and 3 months of progress during the summer in reading, and the one people don't think about is they actually drop about 2.6 months of a grade level in math. And a lot of us have our kids read, but then we forget about the fact that they need to keep up on their math skills as well. So we really encourage parents to be working with their students, and there are several things that you can do with that.
I did want to talk about that as well. Of course, you know, there are a lot of summer reading programs out there as well. Recently, more of a push for this area called STEM, science, technology, engineering, mathematics. Again, you said that's an area that's maybe harder hit over the summer.
It's an area that I think you have to be more deliberate with. You can get into those summer reading programs, and I absolutely encourage those. Those are great. The kids, if they go to the library, they have a great summer reading program here in our community. Just taking your kid to the library is a big deal. But when you get to those STEM skills, the math and science areas especially, those are some things where you have to be a little bit more planful about that. Some things I would really suggest. We've got the Camp Invention, which is a great opportunity for kids. Gets them thoroughly involved and immersed in it for a week, but that's only a week out of the year, too. Mm-hmm. So we have other courses in our Summer Academy program that kids are involved in, and those are some science-oriented skills, too, that they can get chemistry in the kitchen and some of those things that we've talked about. But in your home, you can do a lot of those things, too. The chemistry in the kitchen is one you can do in your house, you know, teaching kids that when you put things together, things happen. There's cause and effect with everything that's in there. Great opportunities if you happen to be able to take your kids on a local vacation or a bigger vacation to make sure you hit the science centers, the museums, the things that are out there, and talk to the kids about what's taking place here, what's happening. I think one of the biggest things that builds kids' skills in math and science is when parents ask questions. They don't just tell kids things, they ask the kids to explain, why did that happen? What do you think's going on over there? And just those conversations and constantly being in conversation with your children, being able to have time with them where you sit down and talk about why things happen and getting them to explain those things.
So is it maybe less a matter of sitting down and doing math problems over the summer, and more of just keeping your mind on that subject so that it's still fresh when you come back in the fall?
I think there's both. If you can keep your mind on that subject and you think mathematically and you think scientifically, those are things that if you do it, they will too. Those are big pieces of that. But also, I think some of the work that can be done, there's some great websites out there. If you just go and search math skills first grade, you'll get a ton of things you can go out there and do. So those practice pieces, when your child is sitting there, I'm bored, I don't have anything to do, there's lots of things to do. If you want to jump them onto your computer or go to the library and get on a computer and just do a simple search on those things, you'll find lots of different sources. Doesn't have to cost you any money, just go out there and find those things. And if you want to just stop into a Target or a Walmart or something like that, they've got lots of learning books. And those are really pretty good. If you're just reviewing skills, they don't teach your kids, but if you're trying to help them not lose and just keep up on things, those are great things to be working on too. There's pencil and paper is excellent as well.
Sure. Now, you talked about the discrepancy between reading skills and math skills and that lag over the summer. I assume more or less the same amount of time spent working on those skills during the school year. How come there's such a big discrepancy in the lag of those skills over the summer?
I think it's really because people are more likely to be concerned about having their kids read. It really comes back to if you continue to do it, you'll maintain the skills and possibly even build a little bit. But I really don't think as many people go home and have their kids work on math skills. First of all, it's kind of a little bit more difficult to get your kid excited about that, for one thing. And that's why some of these interactive things that you'll find online are really good, because they're gaming. Mm-hmm. And students are learning the math skills, keeping up on them, and don't even know it, because they're playing math baseball or something like that, which is just fun.
Sure.
And I think unless you get kids steered towards those things, they're not going to go out and find them on their own.
Okay. And talking about the problem with lag and trying to keep all these skills up over the summer, that, of course, leads us to discussions about year-round schooling. And how is that? Is that becoming something nationwide that's taking hold? Traditionally, summers off were meant for kids to be able to go home and work, and certainly kids have jobs over the summer now, but not necessarily in the same way that they did 100 years ago. So how is that changing?
You know, from a pure education and learning standpoint, it makes tons of sense. There were two obstacles at one point. One was an agricultural society. when our schooling system was developed, 85% of the people were involved in agriculture. Nationwide, that's now 3%. And so the idea that we need to be home for those things has kind of slipped away. But by the same token, if you look at what our students do in the summertime, I know my own children are involved in tons of activities over the summertime. Mm-hmm. And when you think about all of those, well, we'd have to change our society so that we really don't have our kids so involved in activities during that time. Could we do that? Absolutely. The other roadblock in some places, including ours, is climate control. While yes, you can go to school when it's 100 degrees outside, it doesn't work as well. And not all of our buildings are climate controlled. But if you take those two obstacles out, being in a setting where kids are not occupied all summer with their activities, and being in a place where you can have more control over the climate, then from a pure learning standpoint, it's a great idea. Getting kids to truly be excited about it, I think they will be. I think the students still end up taking about the same number of days. Mm-hmm. You have more frequent breaks within that. And that causes some issues for parents as well. As rather than getting my 3-month plan for summer, now I need to have my 2-week plan every 6 or 9 weeks.
Sure.
And that's a little bit of a challenge too. But all logistical things, not necessarily learning oriented, but still challenges.
So is that something that you see, from your perspective, is that something you see changing, that there will be people more willing to set aside their summers and adapt it to a school schedule that lasts all year?
I think it would take some real work with our community. I don't really see us heading in that direction, because that 3% nationally is not us. Mm-hmm. We do have more kids involved in agricultural society than that. By the same token, we could probably work around that. It would come back to, do we want to have our sports camps and our science camps and all those things at different times of the year and try and organize those? I think the answer probably is if you wanted to go to that statewide, so that then when you organize those things, it wouldn't be, well, Pella does it this way, but Des Moines does it this way, and Waukee does it that way. Then you could actually schedule things mm-hmm. at that same time. But Iowa being a local control state, it's going to be a long time, I think, before we have a statewide calendar.
Certainly. And also Iowa, a big agriculture state, so that would be, a big logistical issue, as you pointed out. Anything else you'd like to add about keeping kids sharp over the summer, Lowell?
I just really encourage parents, from a learning standpoint, absolutely stay in touch with your kids. But just from a parenting standpoint, stay in touch with your kids. I mean, the more that we have to do with them, the more important we are as a family. And families make a big difference in the learning of their kids.
All right. Very good. Well, thank you so much for taking some time out today, Lowell. We appreciate it.
Thanks for covering it.
Again, that was our guest, Pella Schools Curriculum Director Lowell Ernst, on today's Let's Talk Pella. Today's Let's Talk program is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com and the Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official Weather Eye Meteorologist forecast on KNIAKRLS.